The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny B. Good.
Keep it going, it's Friday, baby, here we go. Chuck Berry with Joe Piscopo on a Friday. Here it is, June 11th, 6:06 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. It's not you. It's not you. The world is kind of nuts right now, but we'll get through it, and you got to hang in there, and it is not you, you know, and you are right. All your fears are actually coming to fruition, but we will overcome them, and we will beat them. This is my opinion and my word of positive energy for the night. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Hey, how are you? Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. I got so much to tell you about, but I wanted to go and start with the news, as we should, and we appreciate you joining us. We do have a great show for you today. Jen Kearns is going to jump on. We're going to talk to Jen about California politics. It's so weird out there what is going on, and she's an expert on that, not to mention talking about the mayoral debate in New York last night with the Democrats and the Biden's trip to Europe. Can't make that up. Assemblyman Dove Hyken will join us, and we'll be talking about the anti-Semitic rise that is constant, you know, throughout not only New York, but in the United States House of Representatives. It doesn't stop. They try to sanction it every now and then in a marginal way. But you and I just shake our head and go, gosh, I can't believe it's in the government, that the anti-Semitism is in the government. It's in the Democratic Party, and they know it, and they don't care. They just keep it like that. Gordon Chang is with us. We're going to see what's going on with China and what is going on with China and North Korea. Because here, the one thing, when Joe Biden, if I may, and you know where I'm going, he gets in front of the military, or he's over there in England. And he goes, the greatest threat that is facing the United States, and I thought he was going to actually say, was white extremism. I thought he was going to say that. You know, white supremacists. I thought, and I just kind of held my breath. I went, oh, my God, what is he going to do now? And now he's going to go and tell all the white people in Europe that everybody's racist. So he goes, no, it's a climate change. And everybody kind of laughed. You could almost hear a chuckle from everybody in the crowd like that. And then he followed it up with, it's not a joke. Because even he, in his state of mind, realizes that they're pushing this climate change. And then we had a couple of great calls yesterday. And I invite you to call today. I love when you guys go beyond the news and really dissect it. What's with the climate change thing? They don't care about the earth. It's like they don't, when they talk about color, they don't care about people of color. They don't care about white. They don't care about black. They don't care about brown. They don't care about yellow. They don't care about anybody. They really know it's power and control. And it's the means to an end game. And what is that end game? And we were saying, well, the climate change is like just another way to corral us, to shut us down. and to reset, that big reset they want to do, so we're one happy global society that they're running with their security, with their assistance, with their drivers, with their private planes, with their pension and welfare, and their private gyms and everything there. How the heck did we get here in America? How did the politicians get so powerful in America? They've got things you and I will never have. You and I, we work for our money. All they have to do is say certain things that keep them in power, go along their party line, and they've got a pretty, pretty cushy life, you know? And not all of them. There's a handful that we look to change things. And why Joe Biden isn't going after China for this this Wuhan virus. Now, Gordon Chang is a gentleman who told us first and foremost on this program about where this CCP virus started in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What's happening with that? And everybody's going after Dr. Fauci. I personally think it's beyond Dr. Fauci. I think you got to find out what happened when giving money to that institute was insane enough. But is Joe Biden compromised? And where's the Hunter Biden story? Could someone help me here? You know, Chris Wray testified before the Senate yesterday. I guess it was whatever it was. And he was there. Chris Wray did, you know, head of the FBI. Where's Hillary's emails? Did anybody ask the question? Am I the only guy wondering? And you know what? Do not hate Mrs. Clinton. I just don't. I always had my problem is probably I'd be more successful if I had hate, right? You got to have that hate. I don't have that in my heart. But I just cannot. They don't even talk about the emails. They don't talk about where's Durham, this guy. What happened with the Steele dossier? You know, Hillary starts something. It turns into the Mueller probe. It's right along the playbook of what they're planning. And then it fails. It just plain fails miserably and embarrassingly. The press doesn't apologize. And the politicians who caused it are more powerful than ever. Now, you help me out. How does that happen in the United States of America? And why doesn't Chris Wray mention that? The threat of China is we should find out because another virus is going to be in the pipeline. Well, Gordon Chang, he'll be speaking the truth, and he'll be on the air today with us. Mike Gallagher is going to check in. Lou Dobbs on the show today. Always great to hear from Lou. And we're going to get to talk about inflation. Apparently, it's up 5%. It's going to go even more. So this is what I've been worrying about, and I've been talking about it. We've been talking to our experts, like Stephen Moore was holding steady. Even Larry Kudlow's been saying at Fox Business, he's been saying there's that V-shaped economy, and I hope it holds on. But how do you avoid inflation? With prices are up all over. Did you notice that? And the Bidens are walking around, and Jill Biden on Air Force One. Did you see that picture? What was that picture? Jill Biden in there, what looked like the presidential seat, like, oh, preparing for the G7. Excuse me. By the way, I like her because she's a Jersey girl, and I understand she's of Italian-American heritage, and we always appreciate that, you know? Is that Jill Biden, that is. But man, oh, man, is she the president now? Is she really walking her husband through everything? She's sitting down preparing for the G7? You got to shake your head. And Nina Radcliffe, we're going to see what's going on with what is going on with hydroxychloroquine. Now that we talked about that, have you noticed that everything that breaks and comes around, we have talked about it first on this show, on this little show, the show that has no publicity, the show that's out there. We're national only because of streaming, but technically we're live and local in New York. Yeah, and do you ever notice everything that comes out, we talk about it. And did you ever notice, you and I, and yes, you and I, our family here on Radio Piscopo, we're always right. I'm just saying. We got, God bless you. God bless you for that. And well, Dr. Nina will break it down for us and see what's going on with this virus and these new variants, this new Delta variant and whatnot. So in any case, the president is in the so-called president, whatever Joe Biden is. He's in England with Austin Powers, and they're, I don't know what they're doing over there, you know, what they're talking about. But I feel he goes, the president goes, America is back. The United States is back. And he doesn't understand. We're giving away everything. He's giving President Putin the pipeline. He's lifting sanctions on Iran. So Iran is giving weapons to Hamas so Hamas could fly missiles into Israel. And Ilhan Omar and the squad are saying how we are a terror country. Excuse me. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. And there were only about 12 or so Democrats that kind of, they didn't even censure Ilhan Omar. They should kick her the heck out of Congress. And she's racist. The ilk of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, there's a hatefulness to them. And they are anti-Semitic. They hate this country. They hate Israel. And they're in Congress. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't say a thing. And the press leaves it alone. The press just leaves it alone. They're afraid to say anything, you know. And AOC is so, telegenic, and people like to watch her, and she's popular in her little district over there, you know. But she has no idea what she's talking. No idea. There's nothing is fact based what she's talking about. Climate change. This is our biggest threat. There was a virus. There was a pandemic, and there's still a pandemic in other countries. And climate change is our greatest threat. You know, it's just something you got to watch out. And Biden is giving Putin anything he wants. He's going in a hole. He's going in a position of weakness, Joe Biden is. And yet he's saying America is back. Just meaning you could have anything you want. We're there for you. It's an absolute big fail. And this whole G7 thing I never understood anyway. I prefer Donald Trump crossing his arms and, posturing against G7, because all they do is take our money, and what in the name of goodness gracious do we get out of it, right? So I got to tell you, we're going to break quarter after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Oh yeah, I got to talk about the mayoral debates for a second. There's no, I don't know why, but it just seems that Marsha Kramer's great, Maurice Dubois, they moderated, and Julia Papa from Wins, you know, our friend, and everything. But how does a Democrat run being a Democrat without saying, look, I got to turn the city around? No one's saying that. Everybody's making an excuse. They're saying, you can't do stop and frisk. You got to do something with the police. It's not that. There's no consequences for the criminals. Are they going to change the laws that let the criminals back out on the street? And the Democrats are not addressing that in New York. And I'm telling you, you got to watch. And again, we're going to get it right on this show. Somebody from out of the box is going to come in. Someone has to come in from out of the box in New York. Because I like Eric Adams too, the Brooklyn Borough President. But I know there's a lot of things happening in Brooklyn, and you shake your head, say, why does it keep happening in Brooklyn? Including kids getting shot, you know, in their own home, by the way, you know. And now you got this other gal, I don't even want to mention her name, is just she seems just racist and just hateful. You know, that AOC school, that squad, it's hatefulness with no logical, objective on how to make this city better. The city is in a really tough way, and no one's addressing it. So you're going to look to the Republicans, and then you need somebody out of the box. And it was very interesting yesterday, Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. Who did he support? He went behind Curtis Sliwa. He went behind Curtis Sliwa. That's huge. That is huge, because Larry Kudlow, very respected, very smart, and because you've got to go out of the box. So if it's Eric Adams on the Democratic side, and he shows, you know, he's like the candidate running for mayor, and Curtis wins, then you're going to see an interesting fight for mayor of New York. It's time to take everything back for you and I in Albany as well. It's got to be a dramatic change. Otherwise, you know what? We're going to be stuck just on the treadmill of violence and crime and shootings. And what really hurts, it's the folks that are in the stressed areas that are being hurt the most. Joe, on the radio, great to have you with us this morning. Give us a call at 877-970-2999. You know what? I'll go to the calls when we come back, all right? Because I want to make sure I leave enough time. Yeah, consumer prices jumped 5% in May. Fastest growth since 2008, please. Another shooting at a public supermarket in Florida. What's happening? Why can't we get a handle on that? I mean, isn't that more dangerous to us than climate change? I'm just saying. But I got to do a little performance for a friend who passed away. We're going to go down there. Debbie's here. You can bring Debbie and guys if you would. And the boys are here. Hi, Deb. How you doing? And
good.
Did Sister Margarita, speaking of, it's like, you know, I don't like going to these funeral things because, oh, my gosh, but you got to go out of respect. Is Sister Margarita have a funeral? Is she having a funeral? Do you know, Debbie? Do we know anything about it?
It was private. It was a private funeral that they had with just a limited number of people. But the later date, they're going to have a memorial at a later date. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so we got to go, and then I'll go today, and I'll actually sing at a memorial today. That's always a tough one. That's a tough one, you know.
It is.
But you got to do it. The friend asks, you know, while he's alive and he's not with us any longer, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it. On a lighter note, we got graduations. And we got Charlie's last day, so it's all good.
Yes.
Moving on. Me and Mikey had a great day yesterday. I got him his special graduation out of high school, if you can believe it already. Unbelievable, right? I know.
Wow.
I know. They're growing up. The kids are all growing up. Hey, Deb, it's 20 after 6, and we're going to go to the phone calls when we come back. It's a Friday, and we'll handle it all, and we're always right. Thank you. That's the logo of the show. The Joe Piccolo Show. We're always right.
That's true.
Hey, we may bicker, you know. We may go back and forth, but we're always right. Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise? It's Friday. It's going to be nuts out there, huh?
That's for sure. Usually on a Friday, it gets a little bit crazier than usual. Watch for slowdowns on 84 westbound, Joe. 84 westbound getting out toward 9D and Beacon. It's an overturned vehicle. Looks like a tractor trailer rolled over, so watch for delays. It happened overnight, but cleanup is continuing over there. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Bruckner westbound getting down toward the Hunts Point drawbridge with ongoing construction. And watch for slowdowns on the Van Wyck northbound getting into the Grand Central. That's a disabled vehicle in the way over there. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a spin over to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. 495 eastbound right at Kennedy Boulevard. It looks like a disabled vehicle. 208 southbound at Summit Ave in Franklin Lakes. Accident and a fuel spill and problems on 95 in Connecticut. 95 southbound exit 17 into Westport. Two lanes blocked. And that's all due to a jackknife tractor trailer that happened around 4 this morning as well. Partly cloudy today. High of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Tanya Helfand, because, you know, I want you to be covered if you're going through a divorce. And by the way, don't feel bad about it. You'll get through it. You really will. The anger subsides. It's really wild. You know, you're so upset, and I can't take it anymore, you know, and you go back and forth. But what you want to do is watch your back, because you're in a state in New Jersey that really the family court system is a mess. New York is even worse, and you'll get nothing but stung. If you're the money earner particularly, you could walk away, you know, owing for ever. Yeah, tell me about it. Tanya's got your back. She's a certified matrimonial attorney in New York and New Jersey, 29 years of experience. And Tanya's expertise includes family law, which entails custody and alimony and child support, as well as complex financial cases and so much more. Helfand and Associates, they represent men and women in family law matters and settle 99% of the cases. See, I love that. But if they got to fight for you, they will fight for you at Helfand and Associates. But I'd like, if you can settle, in my opinion, that's what you can do. But a lot of the people don't like to settle because they like to drag it on. Helfand Associates want to get to the heart of the matter, settle, or go to court if they have to. 973-428-0800. It's 973-428-0800. Schedule a free consultation or email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. TanyaHelfand.com. And be sure to tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Tanya's new show. It's Tanya Helfand of Helfand and Associates. It's called Should I Stay or Should I Go? I absolutely love that. Sundays, 5 o'clock, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Ion Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Gregory Meeks, representing New York's 5th District and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, about voting rights reform, the Biden infrastructure plan, the George Floyd Justice in Police Act, and more. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas, the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. When you go there, you will see a picture of Al, because the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center saved his life, man. Saved his life. He was like choking. He was crashing cars. He was like a wreck.
You say cars, plural. That's not true.
Falling asleep in the middle of everything.
And the picture is of my open maw. Choking when you walk in, so yeah.
And there's a picture of me too, so I want to go there just to see how they do it. It's so cool. They check it out. They, you know, they conduct sleep studies for adults and children, by the way, 12 months of age and up, and they also accept most insurance plans, including all Medicaid and HMOs. They are accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and licensed by the state of New Jersey. It's the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. It's located at Homewood Suites Hotel by Hilton in Cranford, New Jersey. And you know, you should treat yourself to a better rest. Here's the number for the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorders Center. 1-800-AL. No, that's not the number. I'm kidding. 908-994.
The guy answers. Hello?
No, that's not true. No, it's the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center, top of the line at a beautiful place right there locally, so you can get a better rest. You deserve that. Plus, it can be dangerous. You know, like what happened with Al. They saved Al's life, and maybe they could save yours if you're not sleeping well. 908-994-8694. It's 908-994-8694.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I did the worst thing last night I possibly could have done. I mean, there are things in life and you go, oh, why did I do that? And you'd always regret it. And I couldn't help myself. I said, let me do this. Right before, you know, I turned in for the night, had a busy, busy day. I downloaded the new operating system on my phone. It's the worst thing you possibly could do, because I don't know why. And there's got to be, again, an end game to it. It's the Apple. I got the Apple, and I keep hearing the new gal I hired, by the way, has the same phone, and it's giving her problems. What? This is what I want to see Joe Biden to say. You know, the most dangerous thing threatening America is that nothing works and it's all made in China. Can we say China? Can we say that? Can he say that, for crying out loud? I download this whole thing. I can't get the emails. It's not loading up properly. And it happens every single time I download a new operating system. You know that. And I'm waiting for the computers completely glitch. I mean, can't they make these things to work? Hey, Joe Sebelius with us. Joe's going on vacation today. You're taking off today, Joe?
I'm leaving today, and then I'm going to be returning next week.
All right. Well, you have a great, well-deserved time, and it's going to be great. And you're going with your parents, and this is good. I love you for that. I tell you what, I love you for that. It's great. And Big Al, good going morning. On another. How are you?
I'm good.
1-800-AL. I just 1-800-AL. Got a catch to it. I think
great number. It's very short. Can't screw it up.
Short to the point. Hey, let me go some phone calls. We'll get a lot to get into today. 6:27 right now. Let me go to Charlie. Professor Finch checking in this early in the morning. Charlie, how are you on this Good Friday, sir?
Not really fine. Joe, the way to deal with the Chi-Coms is to make them pay for all the COVID vaccines worldwide in perpetuity, like Trump did with the Iranians. You seize all their funds from the New York banks. Then you put President Xi and his cronies on trial for crimes against humanity in the world court. Easy, right,
Joe Biden? Amen.
Okay, thank you, sir. On the mayor's race, the person indubitably has the most power in the mayor's race is someone you can hear right here at 8 a.m. on the Cats Roundtable exclusively, AM 970 this Sunday. His name is Frank Morano. Between 2004 and 2016, every 4 years, the city charter commission met. And Frank Morano went and testified on ranked choice voting, an issue only he cared about. The first three times over 12 years, the charter commission rejected him. In 2016, and Casey Stengel will say, you can look it up, Al Cotullo mocked him on the air. Guess what? The city charter commission listened to Morano. They put ranked choice voting on the ballot, and the voters of this city passed it by 71.3%. Other than what he did for Bloomberg, this is the only success that the radio star Morano has ever had in city politics, right? And I'm supporting it, even though I think it's insane. Yeah. Why? Because Morano supported it. Why is ranked choice voting insane? Did you know, Joe, that the New York City Board of Elections just approved, and this sounds like a 2020 election, the software contract to count these ballots 10 days ago? Huh? Does that sound like our city board of elections?
Yeah.
Darn
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one in this city, and I'm going to get to Maya Wiley in a second because it's very important, NYPD listeners, you know, okay? If the other thing is that no one in this city, including Frank Morano, understands it. Thirdly, the numerical odds of ranked choice voting are similar to Kraft's. I hate to bring up Morano, but I've been trying to get him to get a probability expert from Atlantic City to go on his show.
Charlie, you may want to call Frank's show. He's on all night. You got 6 hours.
I'm on it every night, and I have to go to Bellevue for my chemo treatment, and I can barely think. Now, I need to get to Maya Wiley, okay?
Yeah.
I knew her father, George Wiley, a civil rights leader, a jolly guy who died way too soon. The next Joe Piscopo, that Maya Wiley says will be her first. Let's look at her career. She was with de Blasio the first 3 years of this administration. She was the chair of the anti-NYPD civil complaint board. Not only that, remember the early scandal, and Dove Hyken can talk about this, where those two Orthodox mockers who were going on the planes with the strippers and giving money to de Blasio? She legally or illegally, as de Blasio's counsel, covered that up from the press. Huh? Now, what did she do? The minute she left de Blasio 5 years ago, she goes out on Williamsburg Bridge and demonstrates against him. I'm telling you, Joe, if she's mayor of New York, you're going to wish you had Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
And you know how she's going to become? Because of ranked choice voting. Now, Al Cotullo, I love you. To show you how desperate this is, we remember when you denounced the man in the red beret. But I get it. Sliwa knows New York. And ironically enough, and bear with me, folks, I'll make this quick. If Maya Wiley is a nominee, Curtis's odds, in my view, go from 1,000 to 1 to 100 to 1 to be elected. But those are still long odds.
Yeah.
If she is mayor, we're all going to leave, except for me, because I got to go to Bellevue for my chemo treatment. Tomorrow is my son's 41st birthday. It's the anniversary of the OJ killing. It's George H.W. Bush's birthday, and it's the start of early voting. Yeah. Vote early and often, folks, because of Frank Morano and ranked choice voting, you can. Thanks for putting up with me, Joe.
Thanks, Charlie, too, and all the best on your chemo. Al, but for the record, Al, I'm very, very fond of Curtis Sliwa.
Yes, I endorse. I think Curtis would be the best choice if you're going to vote Republican.
Right.
Yes.
At this point right now. But Charlie,
tomorrow I might have a different opinion. I don't know.
No. But the rank choice voting is insane. I mean, why can't we just do like you go in, you vote, you go in, you vote, for God's sake.
Well, again, I mean,
the booth, you vote. I don't want to see mail-in. I don't want to see anything. They're trying to just jockey these things around. And I didn't even want to mention Maya Wiley, but she's another hateful, spews hate. She doesn't understand the city. She doesn't understand when she says police reform, when you take police away, you hurt those most stressed.
Right.
Why do not these people, the Democrats, and what they said about Mayor Giuliani, they should be half the person that Rudolph Giuliani is. Rudy Giuliani saved this country. Hold on, Al.
Mm-hmm.
They saved this country, and he, in its most darkest moments, when they were attacked by Islamic fundamentalists. Islamic fundamentalists drove planes into the building. They attack. You go back, they're going to forget about that. Somebody like Wiley, like AOC, like Rashida Tlaib, like Ilhan Omar, they are a danger.
They are a national dangerous threat to the United States of America because they want it gone. They want it gone. And they would, in my opinion, want these Islamic fundamentalists to take over. How do I know? Because that's what Ilhan Omar said. Oh, some people did something. Remember that quote? Some people did something. And then you're going to get her compadres who are all running on the Democratic side for mayor of New York. And then they're going to talk about Rudolph Giuliani. They couldn't walk in his shoes for a second, maintaining and bringing not only New York back after 9/11, the world back after 9/11. And they're going to forget about 9/11, and they don't even teach it in school. They're going to talk about critical race theory before they talk about 9/11. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. And this whole voting thing, where's the backbone? Where's the people? And by the way, the people that blindly vote Democratic, and you people that say to me, how could you vote for Donald Trump? I say, how could you vote Democrat? They're anti-Semitic. The whole party is anti-Semitic, in my opinion. Get me started. Yes, Al, what were you thinking?
I'm just saying, you know, out of all the candidates last night, and let's face it, I mean, I would love to see a Republican win as mayor of New York. Unfortunately, it's probably not going to happen. The city is overwhelmingly Democrat. So I would certainly, if I was a resident of New York City, I would certainly vote for Curtis Sliwa on the Republican ticket if he wins the nomination. There's still an outside chance that Fernando Mateo wins, although I don't think that's likely. On the Democratic side, of the candidates that were up on the debate last night, and only five of them were there, the others were not included in this debate, and it was nice to see that Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams did show up and didn't go to the vigil for the young boy who came in
from Fort Lee, right?
Little joke, Eric. All right, but you know what? That's who it. Cares where he lives at this point, as long as he's doing the job.
I mean, I'm not a citizen right. of New York, but believe me, the people care. If you're not living in New York, you're not spending enough time in New York. Andrew Yang, who I like very much, by the way, Andrew Yang carpet bags and comes into New York. Right. He's not from New York. He's not showing up just to run for office. Then I got a problem with
it. But if you're gonna vote for anybody on that stage last night, the person that I would vote for, in my opinion, is Catherine Garcia. She's the only one up there who, when there was a crisis, she got things done, and I think she could be the first female mayor of New York and can clean things up. If you vote for Maya Wiley, you are out of your mind. She wants to slash cops. She wants to change the cops. She's terrible. She's terrible. She should be answering for all of the stuff that she hid from Mayor de Blasio's campaign. She was the lawyer. She claims last night she was advising. She didn't advise. She hid stuff. Yeah. That's wrong. And Scott Stringer, unfortunately, there's too much scandal around him to even make an attempt to vote for him. So to me, it would be Catherine Garcia.
Speaking of which, and this whole negative approach to politics in the United States of America, I mean, the way they handled this last election, knowing what they were going to do and how it was going to turn out, it's a terrible. And then this guy, he's in Europe, and he's just kowtowing to every country. They're not helping out the epidemic of black-on-black crime in the inner cities. They don't care about the border, and the poor children at the border, they do not care about the border, and they don't care about helping out fixing law enforcement or the false narrative of Black Lives Matter that it's the blacks are being killed by police officers. That is a false narrative. Other blacks are being killed by black-on-black crime in the inner cities. Now Kamala Harris finally gets on to Univision now. Now she's on the Latino station, and they questioned her. They questioned her about the border, going to the border, and Ilya Calderon was the reporter, and then Kamala Harris snaps back. Joe, play that if you'd be so kind to do that.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border.
When are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished.
there it is. It is. That's the worst thing you could say as a politician, and it brings out her true colors right there. And she did it in the debate, and she got less than 1% from the whole voting bloc on the Democratic side. And now this is what we have. Don't tell me who I should vote for, what not to vote for, what I believe in, what I don't believe in. And also, what happened at the Islanders game the other night, when all those good, great people watching the Islanders game broke out and sang the national anthem, as opposed to some mealy coward kneeling during the national anthem. And also, to have a president that doesn't acknowledge D-Day, and you know what? He got away with it. He got away with it. He never acknowledged the most epic pivotal battle in one of the most epic pivotal wars of all time, because it would change the whole tenor. It would change the whole geographical breakdown of the world if we didn't go into the Second World War. This mealy, feeble guy that they're calling the president doesn't even acknowledge those young boys that died on the beach of Normandy, of all of Omaha Beach, all those people and all those beaches and what they went through, you couldn't even imagine. And this guy Biden, whoever the heck he is, has the nerve to say God bless our troops. Yeah, unless they died on the beaches in France for defending tyranny and defending true. The Third Reich and fighting the Third Reich, for God's sake, and defending all the rights that we stand for, all the good that is America. Never acknowledge it. I'm done with these people. We've got to scourge these people. You got to clean them out. You got to clean them out, and we got to do it in a smart way. We can't fight amongst ourselves. That's got to stop, and you got to clean them out. It's time to take over and do it in a nice, peaceful way. And thank you for having the sense to come on the show, you know, to call on the show, and you're welcome to call us and check in. But really, I feel like you get it. You get it. What's happening to the rest of the world? There's an ilk, there's an evil that is taking over. And it's all for power and control. I don't want to hear about climate change anymore. You know what? Between you and I, I'm done with that. Clean up environmentally. You got to do it. This climate change thing, it's a ruse. It's a hoax. And it's false. And I'm sorry. I'm not believing it. It's a fake. There's something to it. And I think the calls yesterday said, is that me? Is that my Siri talking to
yes.
me? Oh, my God.
She likes
it. You know what? It's like the people that called yesterday talked about this climate change and what's the end game on all that. They know there's something happening. There's something up. And there's a concerted effort, and you and I are going to fight it tooth and nail. I download the new Apple system, this new iOS. Worst thing I did. Now nothing works. Now Siri's just asking me questions arbitrarily.
Thank you, Joe.
Please. Hey, 20 before 7 o'clock. Now we're fired up. See, it was a nice Friday. Now we're fired up. 20 before 7 o'clock, and Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 641. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. We were talking about it. The issue of where mayoral candidate and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams lives is not going away. Candidates brought it up at last night's Democratic debate after questions surfaced earlier about whether he lives in Brooklyn or at a place he co-owns in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Adams insists he lives in Bed-Stuy. Meanwhile, when asked about tackling the surge in crime, Adams, Scott Stringer, and Maya Wiley say they want to invest in children, including having intervention and trauma care in schools. Catherine Garcia is calling for an increased investment in mental health services, while Andrew Yang says the city has to get people the help they need. Essex County authorities are investigating a shooting in Newark that left one person dead yesterday. Cops say the fatal incident happened around 12:15 in the afternoon near Avon and Seymour Avenues. The victim died at the scene roughly 30 minutes later and has not been identified. This is Newark's 22nd fatal shooting this year. That's up from 15 at the same time last year. In sports, Bucks beat the Nets 86-83 in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference playoff series in Milwaukee. Brooklyn still leads that best-of-seven series 2-1. Aroldis Chapman gave up 2 two-run homers in the ninth as the Yankees lost 7-5 to the Twins in Minneapolis. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to 208 southbound at 7 Ave into Franklin Lakes. An accident just being cleared. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel stalled truck on 495 by Kennedy Boulevard just cleared okay at the inbound Lincoln, and the Holland GWB is also moving along smoothly. Watch out for a brake check here as you take a ride to that eastbound side of the Gowanus, getting up through the Prospect. Traffic moving solely eastbound BQE up toward the Battery Tunnel. FDR Drive North in the 70s. It's a disabled vehicle, and traffic is moving solely at the Whitestone Bridge attention to Queens. That's a disabled vehicle as well, Queens bound at the Whitestone Bridge. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the Van Wyck. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down by the Grand Central. A disabled vehicle just about cleared, and it's still busy on 95. 95 southbound exit 17 into Westport. That's an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard is here. The Girl Scout cookies you love meet Cool Mind and world-famous soft serve, blended together in this chocolatey, minty masterpiece. Grab it today, only at your DQ. Happy, taste good.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Let me give you the number right off the bat. It's 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You got a state-of-the-art service center over there, right, in Hillside, New Jersey. A showroom to die for. And now they're adhering to all the social distancing that you have to. And you get these great deals for qualified buyers. 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. But if you call 855-621-9949, if you go to the state-of-the-art service center, if you go to the showroom, you will not have to deal with dummies. You won't have to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. You'll get folks like Alex Cancella and the great team at Route 22 Toyota to get you the best deal you possibly can get. They'll get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest. How about zero down leases? How cool is that? That, my friend, is the smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, you know, the MyPillow is spectacular. It's only $29.98. It's a standard queen premium pillow for $29.98. Regularly $69.98. It's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. You see the insanity of the world, and I probably shouldn't make this political, but I am. Mike Lindell steps up. He loves his country. He's a man of faith. He's a good friend. He's always been there for us on the radio station. Always, always, and always. And he is a vital cog in the economic engine of the United States of America. And he supplies thousands of jobs. And he'll get criticized because if he doesn't agree with something, he'll tell you the way it is. And I'll tell you something about Mike Lindell. He's a genius. And he's a mathematical genius, unlike yours truly, you know, or Al. We don't fall into the category. But he really knows algorithms. He knows marketing. He knows what happens. And he speaks only the truth. So they're going to vilify him because they don't agree, maybe with a political outlook here or there. I say show our support. The only way to really shut those people down who are just trying to hurt America, in my opinion, is to go to MyPillow.com. Order as many things as you can. I mean, can I say that? It's so true. I say support Mike. The big box stores stopped carrying MyPillow because they didn't agree with Mike politically. But yet, look at all the other politically incorrect stuff they're doing. They're doing. They're lecturing us. They're pulling out of the baseball, pulling out of Georgia. They're giving money to certain organizations. You and I just shaking our heads. How could this corporation, yet they're going to stop Mike from selling stuff that's made in America, supplying thousands of jobs in America? $29.98. Let's go to MyPillow.com together. $29.98 for the standard queen premium MyPillow. And you can get the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, okay? And, you know, use the code Joe P. Joe P is the code, 800-651-0798. Let's show them, you know, who's in charge here. 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. The promo code is Joe P.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Louie Prima!
Baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel.
With Keely Smith. And that's Sam Butera, one of the greatest sax players of all time. One of the greatest. He drove that band, Keely Smith and Louie Prima. Hey, Joe, on the radio, we really started in a nice, docile, easy Friday, but then we got fired up. And you know what? I really see what's happening. I'm embarrassed by how everything is running. I'm embarrassed when Joe Biden says America is back. And how is America back? They're opening a pipeline for Putin so he can give oil to Europe. And he's killing tens of thousands of jobs on the XL pipeline. Killing it. Where's the press? Where are the stories? Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. But there is hope. I got to tell you, before I go to the calls, is when I tell you and I watch something and they try to twist something on the network news. They try to grab us by the nose and lead us down with their narrative, which is anti-American. It's anti-American, really is. But I was emboldened to watch Lester Holt do a great interview with Kamala Harris and go right in her face. Boom, right in her face. Just stop laughing. Talk to me. Talk to me on what you're doing and why you aren't at the border. It's a humanitarian crisis. You and I, we feel for the Border Patrol agents. They don't care. The Biden administration could care less about people who defend us. Don't tell me God bless our troops. God bless our troops. All you're doing, and you're not even defending the police. You're not even defending the Border Patrol. And what about those kids in the Rio Grande? It's a disgrace. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to be truthful on the show. And then Kamala goes on Univision, and she goes, oh, I'm not finished, to the reporter. What's with this attitude? What's with this attitude? They think they're right. You're lucky you got elected. How did you get elected? We still don't know. And if we question it, oh my God, we're in social media jail. We're the traitors if we question what did happen with the election. I'm done with them all. Elliot, how are you? Thanks for calling. Got a couple seconds. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. You know, I wanted to tell you that climate change is truly a real threat to the United States. Just the words climate change. It is destroying our economic base. It's destroying businesses by regulations. I live in Staten Island, and it's kind of hilly in certain areas, the northern part of Staten Island. And this used to be glaciers here. 50 or 100,000 years ago, I'm not a geologist, so I can't really pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. What made them melt? Maybe this is just the natural order of the earth.
Well,
you know, you have oil in the Antarctic.
Right. That's right.
Oil comes from plants. Antarctic might have been all full of plants.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Your point is well taken. Thank you. Elliot, thank you, because I got to tell you, it is so it's presumptuous. It is so egomaniacal. To think that we could change the earth. That's exactly what they think. Now, listen, I know we got a break, but I have to tell you got to clean the oceans up. You can't put plastic in the oceans. I understand all that. Talk to China. Talk to India. Don't lecture me. We're doing pretty darn good in America. Don't lecture me. Don't tell me. And don't use climate change as some kind of political initiative for I don't know what. The end game is for more control, power and control. Because the earth's going to do what the heck the earth is going to do. And there's nothing that we could do. We're a blip. We are a blip. And to think that we could change it. And then when Obama says, and he's going to try to change it, what happens? It's the biggest fail in the world, like what happened with Solyndra. So give me a call. We're fired up. Now we're fired up. Let's take a break. Debbie's on the roads on this Friday, checking out traffic. And then we'll get into it all when we come back. Hi, Deb. How are we doing this morning?
Well, we've got some problems. The sporting FDR Drive North in the 70s, a disabled vehicle westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge construction. Problems continue at 95 South in Westport. Two lanes blocked here by exit 17. It's a jackknife tractor trailer with emergency activity at the scene. And traffic is still slowing down on the Southern State Parkway westbound by Straight Path with an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics, which is why I urge you to watch a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version and DVD, go to salemnow.com, buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you. Go to salemnow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun today, and much cooler than recent days, I-74. It'll become mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 63. A stray morning shower, otherwise tomorrow, cloudy to at times partly sunny, high 75. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, the high again 75. AM 970, The Answer.
Relief Factor is it. That's the way you get out of pain. Boy, I tell you what, if I told you, this week has been nuts. We got graduations. I got appearances. Everything's happening all at once, you know, as we come to the end of the school year, you know, going back and forth, recitals, graduations. So I want to stay active. And you should too, you know. Just being with your kids, being with your grandkids, and Relief Factor will allow you to live your life pain-free, in my opinion. You know, it's got the botanical ingredients, fish oil. It's Relief Factor has four 100% drug-free ingredients, and then they target your body's inflammation. That's how it works. And it works for me, and I think it's going to work for you. How do you find out? You know what? You go to ReliefFactor.com, and you get the 3-week quick start. It'll be at your house in a couple days. Give yourself 3 weeks to see if this works. You know, for me, it worked in 5 days. That's me. Let's see what it could do for you. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Well, that needed that. That made me smile. I was on the radio in Jacksonville, Florida, when I was coming out of college. My senior year, I was working professionally in radio. And this song was all over. What year has got to be? 70?
73, I believe.
Wow.
Was Carl Douglas.
Yeah. But a huge.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, was that it? That was
try
it.
To
that
follow up and yeah. Fell short. Yeah.
Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. We're going to take the phone calls when we come back, 877-970-2999. Jen Kearns is going to join us. Dove Hyken is with us. See, Dove gets fired up, too. I don't understand it. And I tell you what, I want to start the show, and I want to be friendly and nice, and we certainly, it's in our heart, we are, but I see what's happening around the country, and it's so backwards, so ridiculously backwards and turned around, and everything's out there just to hurt us. How the mayoral Democratic debate yesterday, what a train wreck of candidates and what they're saying. Somebody, I mean, for them to go after Mayor Giuliani just to be political, look at this. And then for somebody to actually run, say, well, I worked with Barack Obama, that's a good thing? Look at this. And the city is in absolute disarray. And no one's stepping up to help it out. I'm telling you, they keep that up. They keep that up. And they keep talking about all this, the silly stuff, that unnecessary things that they're talking about that has been tearing down the city. And then you're going to see Mayor Curtis Sliwa. And I think that's where we're headed, you know? And so it's going to be an exciting. But the question is, why is it even a fight, you know? Why is Jill Biden telling us that she's at G7? You know, due respect, Madam First Lady, nobody cares. Joe on the radio. Now we're fired up. We're coming right back.